to flood the White House and Congress. Okay? So,
so moved.
Okay. So making the dollar adjustment.
Wait just a minute. Technical folks are saying you can't do that on the air.
Can't do what?
You have to be on the website, but you can't make that call.
Why can't you?
On the air.
Well, again, I'm not sure. Let me suggest this, that on Monday morning we call our FCC lawyer and double check it. If we can do it, we do it. If there's a concern, then we just put it on the website. Although, let me just say, speaking personally, I would love to get into a fight.
Yeah, me too.
With the CDB over there. I'd love to put this stuff out there and let them come after us and say we couldn't do it.
What does Pacifica stand for?
Right.
Not
I know, exactly. Right.
We should follow.
So I take it.
Definitely.
I take it that people would like to do this.
That.
We should speak to our lawyers, so we have our lawyers lined up if we need them.
Yeah. Call the question?
Call the question. Okay. Do we have to...
May I make a point, Leslie?
Yes.
And I know John Krieger is a good FCC lawyer, but part of his memorandum gets to some extent into a little bit about policy, and we ought not to be conservative on this issue. As you said, we ought to go to full length because the IRS ruled, and we don't spend a substantial amount of money on this editorial. We're not spending any CPB money anyway, so I think we ought to go full blast.
Okay. All right, so I think that we, let me just call the question, though, just by show of hands. Those who support adopting this editorial with updating the money and adding a stronger call for flooding the White House and Congress, please raise your hand. Okay. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry, what?
Teresa.
That's
coming. So it was unanimous.
Okay, everybody. Okay, so I believe both of these were unanimous. There's one other motion or resolution. It's not in the editorial question, but it seems to be the appropriate place to raise it. It's in your pack. It's also in the June meeting in Berkeley. I was asked by the KPFA local advisory board to raise this, and it fell cracks in, and I apologize to the lab for not doing it then, so I'm bringing it up now. Let me quickly read it, and it's a motion that was approved by the KPFA station board as a recommendation for adoption by us, by the Pacifica Interim National Board, and it reads, the Pacifica Radio Foundation strongly endorses the creation in the United States of legal low-power FM community radio service. Pacifica pledges its support to this goal and commends all those who have been struggling for years to make it a reality. Pacifica also applauds the energetic proliferation of grassroots-based independent media centers that, using the new and affordable media technologies of the Internet, have spread all over the world. The IMCs have grown out of the international anti-globalization movement as a progressive response to censorship of important information by corporate broadcasters and the increased consolidation of the ownership of all media. The Pacifica Foundation encourages a robust collaboration of its media, of its member stations and all its affiliates with the indie media centers. Pacifica recognizes that the micro power radio and the indie media movements are part of a larger media democracy movement that also encompasses the resistance by community stations around the nation to the Healthy Station Project, as well as the struggle to save Pacifica itself. Pacifica wholeheartedly acknowledges that this emerging movement is a continuation of the spirit and the vision that began when Pacifica started KPFA as the first listener-sponsored independent community radio station in the world in 1949. The need being as great as ever for people, for all people to have access to media that is free from corporate or government control, Pacifica pledges its strong support to the expansion of independent, free speech, community-based media and broadcasting. And we have been asked to adopt this as a resolution of our commitment.
Listen, so move.
Okay.
I'm so moved, Madam. I'm Leslie, so moved for that motion.
Okay. So Marion moved it, and some
second.
Jen's, everybody's seconded it. Is there any discussion or question?
Let's go.
So let's call the question. All in favor, raise your hand. And it is unanimous. So thank you, and I want to again apologize to KPFA for not bringing it up early, and thank you to the folks out there for bringing this to our attention. So we're still running a little late, but let's move right along. Shifting gears here to financial matters, the first part of this will be the report from Jabari, Zakiya, our treasurer. I just want to make sure that everybody on the board got the report from Jabari. It wasn't in the packets. It came later. So did everybody get that? It's about a 3 or 4 page report. If not, yeah. I have some.
Let me have one. I don't have one.
Yeah. Okay, so Jabari is on.
Okay, this report primarily covers the period from June 2002 IPNB meeting in Berkeley to the present meeting here in Houston. And basically I'm going to address certain specific items in alphabetical order. The first is the accounting software. Accounting software, Great Plains Dynamics 6.1 accounting system, has become more stable, which allows more productivity to occur. As of last week, financial forms have been created which will allow us to produce standardized report, which Dan had talked about, but some problems still exist. We continue to experience problems with getting the printers at each station working correctly over the network. This prevents the stations other than PFW, which is on the internal network with the national office, to print out their checks electronically. That means manual check writing and posting is still required by the business managers at the stations, which slows down things and leads to error potentiality. There are also networking and security issues regarding the Microsoft Windows operating system on which the software runs on, and security issues relating to our network consultants. We're in the process, Yasmin and Joyce, of determining the best way to figure out the network. Figure the best way to reconfigure the network the dynamic system is on to retain full security control of it. We are meeting with new network consultants to answer these questions. But ultimately, the Windows operating system owned by Microsoft, which also owns Great Plains, which makes the dynamic accounting software, is still at the heart of many of the problems. This is why I'm assessing the migration to an ACPAC accounting system. That's the name of another system which runs on the Linux operating system. Currently, it looks like it will cost about $55,000 to $90,000 to convert from Dynamics on Windows to ACPAC on Linux. This includes the software itself, training, any data conversion, and software and system consulting. This may seem high, but if we add up the total cost of ownership for our present configuration, which includes the network and consulting fees that we continue to pay, system downtime and minimize productivity due to a suboptimally functioning system, which we're trying to bring up to fully functioning, we will save on our direct costs while finally becoming fully network functional. I personally think this is something we should do. Audit. On Monday, April 22nd, the audit for FY 2001 was started by Ross Wisdom. It was completed August 15th, 2002. Because of this, held up CPB funding was released, and we received grants from multiple grants from CPB totaling $379,000 in early September. Yasmin and staff are about to begin work on the FY 2002 audit. It's anticipated to start in November of 2002 and be projected to be finished in February of 2003. Ross Wisdom will again perform the audit, which should go much smoother this time. Banking. There are also serious issues that need to be assessed to make our banking structure more efficient by evaluating the consolidation of the Pacifica, of the Foundation's accounts under one account, or at least creating more efficient and accessible electronic banking. starting in September 2002, we were finally given internet access to our Bank of America accounts to look at our accounts online. We need to obtain similar access with our other accounts. I've submitted a proposal. Well, I gave it to Joyce. I don't know if it's not in this packet, so I don't know what happened to it. We have received a proposal from Citibank to consolidate all of our banking activities with them, and it needs to be sent to the Finance Committee and thoroughly analyzed and reviewed. Budgeting process. In August, all the units submitted their proposed FY 2003 budgets. Yasmin, the controller, compiled this information into a proposed FY 2003 national budget. The proposed FY 2003 budget, I feel, is still really not reflective of the real-world resource allocations and structure the foundation needs to make to fulfill its mission. Not enough discussion and planning is going into the budget development process to produce a realistic budget that would accommodate all the foundation's goals and needs. The foundation has a host of capital spending needs that haven't even been discussed and aren't being allocated for sufficiently, if at all. This includes things like completely fixing the WPFW transmitter problem. People remember that we just spent a lot of money to finally get LA fully up to speed. This includes making sure that all of our transmitters have sufficient backup generators that automatically kick in when regular power ceases. We've had power outages in Washington that have knocked the transmitter off twice this past 4 weeks, within 4 weeks. We have no capital allocations and plans for purchasing buildings to put each station in, let alone no plan to acquire a new station. Our radio and recording studios are archaic and or broken. We have no unified web strategy for fundraising, listener dialogue, information sharing, affiliate liaison, chat rooms, and other possible uses. Our budget allocations for staffing are inadequate for the stated purposes. National programming cannot be done with just one or two persons. It requires a staff of competent and qualified technical, administrative, and creative people. The same holds true for a technology development and operational staff. There remains no other activities outside of radio broadcasting that are reflected in the budget, though they are specifically a part of the foundation's mission statement. These activities are not only remain undiscussed, but they also are unfunded by the board. Debt reduction. The foundation's professional debt, which was determined to be about $2.5 million in February 2002, as Dan said, is currently down to about $1.4 million, and he discussed payment plans and other issues with that. Finance Committee. The Finance Committee has held a few conference call meetings now to discuss the professional service debt and give guidance to the ED on how to proceed. We need to hold another one to up the credit limit or the allocation limit for the attorneys. But also, the committee needs to begin creating and putting into operation guidelines for fiduciary control and accountability. Yasmin has presented some things on that. A preliminary proposed policies and procedures manual has been submitted by Yasmin, the controller, for review and modification. The committee also needs to address the foundation's banking structure. Okay, Democracy Now! Productions contract. At the present, the foundation still has a contract with the Democracy Now! Productions with obligations to pay at least $480,000 in FY 2003. A committee has been formed to address the issue. As Leslie says, we haven't a list of questions were submitted to an attorney, Tim Fox, for analysis. It was determined by the committee that Mr. Fox did not address most of the fundamental questions about the contract that were submitted, and thus the committee felt it did not have enough information to make an informed presentation to the full board. The committee is seeking another attorney to make a full analysis of the entire set of questions posed by the board. Finance office operations. The finance office currently consists of two full-time staff, Yasmin, and one accounts payable person. Accounts management and payable person have left. Temporary staff are filling other positions now. The office is woefully understaffed to efficiently manage the financial operations of the foundation. we should have at least 5 full-time people to staff the office. Questions pertaining to the proposed move of the finance office to Berkeley have exacerbated staffing of the national office and needs to be resolved. Finance operations and policies still need to be formalized and put in operation. This includes determining the specific accounting code items and numbers, check writing and banking policies and practices, documentation and oversight requirements, and other practices and procedures which should be standardized across the unit. There's a serious problem of individuals submitting invoices with no itemizations of work, of what work was performed, when, and for how long. This creates unauditable invoices, and policies are in process of being implemented to correct this. Networking problems and printing problems, especially for checks, still need to be resolved, as well as issues pertaining to network security. While the finance office and operations have come a long way towards stable and efficient operation, there's still much detailed work that needs to be done to get it where it should be. Fundraising and drives. The FY 2001 audit illustrates graphically how dependent we are on revenues from fund drives. It also showed how inefficient and disparate the stations have been at conducting fund drives. The FY 2000 audit showed, for example, that PFW spent $236,494 on premiums and shipping for fund drives and $547,919 total to raise $1,329,509 in listener support and donations. However, BAI, which has a larger audience base spread out over a larger geographical area, spent the second highest for premiums at $167,000 and $558,000 total, but raised $2.2 million instead. So even though WPFW and BAI spent almost the same amount for fundraising, BAI raised almost $900,000 more. This was FY 2001. While the FY 2002 audit should reflect more efficient fundraising activities, and the FY 2000, this should be three, project likewise, we will still need to make the fund drives more efficient at each station so that the net realized revenue is higher. Reducing reliance on purchase premiums and vendors and putting more reliance on PRA provided and donated items can create a more efficient and cost-effective strategy for fundraising. We also need to develop alternative streams of regular revenue to not only take the stress off the listener fund drives, but also to raise more revenue on a regular basis in order to fund more programs and other foundation activities. This should be the primary function of a national development director slash office. National office staffing. There is a definite need for office staff to service the activities of the PNB, Pacifica National Board. This staff would organize the meetings, make travel arrangements, transfer communications to BNP members, compile PNB meeting packages, compile, distribute committee reports, minutes, and act as contact points for the PNB for outside entities, etc. There are also another whole set of activities which can only be performed effectively and efficiently at the national organizational level, which need to be established in funding. National Program Director, the creation of this position was hot item 5 of the settlement agreement. A detailed position description needs to be created, qualification criteria and skills determined, and the total scope of everything involved in this department needs to be envisioned, discussed, formalized before this position department can be effectively filled. The board needs to project a clear vision on what it sees as the short and long-term goals for national programming and then methodically implement them. 2, Office of Technical Operations and Development. This would include maintaining our radio infrastructure, transmitters, generators, etc., and staying abreast of requirements in technology and radio, digital, low power, ultra wideband, etc. Also, developing, operating, and maintaining a first-class and secure, robust IT information technology structure, which Pete talked about. This would include our internet presence, internal email communication services such as chat rooms and data collection, also creating and maintaining a database of members necessary to facilitate voting, needs assessment, fundraising, etc. National Development Director. The position activity would be full-time focused on fundraising and endowment building. This would include fundraising for targeted projects such as transmitter upgrades and repairs, building funds to have all our stations and foundation-owned property, and non-radio mission-based activities like scholarships and internships. Four, Outreach Director. As with the other positions, a detailed position description, qualification criteria, and staff skills need to be determined for the total scope of work and vision. Presumably, there will be people at each station who will be involved in outreach who will be managed and directed at the national level. Since the board established the personnel committee, I presume it will be significantly involved with creating the position descriptions, qualification and selection criteria of personnel for necessary positions, and oversee the selection and evaluation of people in for the various positions. Strategic planning. The foundation currently does no real strategic planning and will likely do none until a new Pacifica National Board is elected and seated. To keep this necessity alive, I will relist the items I presented in my June report that I feel still need to be addressed. A, broadcast development. Assessment and development of emerging broadcast technologies such as low power and digital communication must be planned for. Endowment and fundraising. Capital to buy station buildings, major capital equipment purchases such as transmitters and backup generators, scholarship fund, etc. Licensing purchases and acquisition. Expand the broadcast operations through future licensing purchases and acquisitions and partnerships. Print publishing. Expand revenue and social mission through a Pacifica Press. There is technology which will be expanding and becoming cheaper, which allows for producing printed materials such as books, paperbacks, and pamphlets on demand. In other words, you don't have to go to a printing press. You can just do them as the orders come in. Strategic alliances. Creating, expanding common mission activities with like-minded charities, organizations, and NGOs, non-governmental organizations, to fulfill complete mission and achieve economies of scale in producing and purchasing professional services. Summary. The foundation continues to move toward financial stability, but is not fully stable and operational. We have been able to reduce our professional services liabilities to about $1.4 million and have nearly eliminated past operating debts at the stations and network. We have had wonderful fundraising drives to accomplish this. We have also been able to receive CPB funding and can reasonably expect to have CPB funding continue because of our auditable accounting records. But each board member needs to make financial accountability a priority concern when assessing the various issues we ought to confront. The contentious issues of the Democracy Now! Production contract reevaluation and the lack of financial studies regarding the proposed move of the national office from D.C. to Berkeley highlight how political and ideological imperatives have supplanted financial accountabilities as priorities of decision-making. We have an obligation, particularly as a nonprofit corporation and as an interim board of directors, to use monies donated to the foundation prudently and wisely. We can't do everything we want, but we can do what we are required to do under the settlement agreement in a fiscally responsible manner. Thus, I urge each board member to seriously study the September 2002 special edition titled Board Member Accountability produced by Board Source, www.boardsource, boardsource.org. We must give more than lip service to the concept of financial accountability as we try to establish real legitimacy and transparency with regard to our financial management. And that completes my treasurer's report.
Jamari Zakia, the treasurer of the Pacific Coast Board.
I just want to see if any of the board members have any questions or comments, and then we're going to go to the budgets, which we have to act on for the next fiscal year. So I saw David and then Janice.
Jabari, I'm really pleased with this report and the work that you've put into this. It's extraordinary, and it reflects a lot of effort and principal work on your part. One of the things that concerns me about Pacifica, and I love visiting KPFT. It's a wonderful, warm work environment, and it is absolutely unaccessible to handicapped or to disabled people. And I think that we need to really, I think, put at the top of the list financially of expenditures. We've got a lot of stuff that we just can't get done. You know, we got way more on our plate than we can ever do. But if we don't create access in all of our studios and all of our facilities immediately, then we are really, I think, failing. And I would just urge that from the financial perspective, that this be raised to a very high level of priority.
Okay.
Leslie?
Janice, Mary, James.
Jabora, you know, I really love this. I thank you so much for doing this report. And I love it not just as a board member, but as a former producer who begged to see reports and financial reports. I just really thank you for this. So I know you want to pass out, but no, you'll be okay. Thank you so much. So the comments I have are just nits. That's all, just a couple of things and some questions. Under banking, you talked about, on page 2, you talked about submitting a proposal from Citibank to, and I just have, like, just a personal political thing, sort of like us saying national units and BMs, those are things that I don't like to say about this organization. I have a personal thing against Citibank, and I think some of us too politically. But I don't know if we want to do that, if it's the cheapest or not. That's just a point of information.
Well, actually, I raised the same question, and I raised the same question to the finance committee. I raised the same question, but the reality is, there ain't a clean bank in the United States.
Yes, I understand.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. And I hear you, because the first thing, I mean, there are other even financial readings. If they come after Pacifica, do you want our money all in one bank? I mean, but this is what I'm saying. I'm presenting it to the finance committee.
Okay.
But I'm saying that we need to work through all these the details.
Okay.
Can I say something based on that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Are there any credit unions? That
not to do what we want.
Credit?
No. Not what we need. We're a national organization. Yasmin could probably give you more explicit detail of how we operate and what we really need.
And just quickly, I'm kind of curious, you talk about on page 4 about other revenue streams. Just what did you have in mind? Just, you know, not, I don't want to go into a long discourse.
Pete addressed some of the things. We need to really pump up PRA so that it could be a regular revenue generator. There are other unimagined things that we haven't even begun to conceptualize of how we could raise regular revenue. We can go into some kind of alliances with other charities or NGOs. We can produce production companies. We can, you know, that kind of stuff.
Okay. On page 5, outreach director, this is a very important topic.
I was thinking of you just again.
I thank you so much. Yes. The only thing is, I would really like to see it locally. I think it's important that it begin locally because each area has different needs. And if we are, even though we want to be whole, so if we could start at least locally, I really want us to have that position at each stage.
Well, you see, I said it has to be done locally. But I think, as Pete was saying, we got to be able to manage our information nationally.
Yes.
You know, whatever happens at the local, like I say, it has to be managed and observed at a high level.
I agree. I'm just thinking for timing and the fact, you know, you're always talking about being fiscally responsible.
Yeah.
I don't know if we can afford a national one, but maybe for 20,000 at each station or something, we can start now with the one at, you know, with
the local. And that's something we need to discuss, and that's the whole point. We need to begin that discussion.
And just to sort of toot the WBAI's horn, on page 6 of the strategic alliances, I think we already do that in New York. We really have friends we're friends with different organizations there, and I think it's really worked to everybody's benefit. And that's why it was so hard for New York when the coup came, because those strategic alliances were harmed. And finally, this is a mild criticism. On the second to last paragraph, you say that the MOVE and these other, the DN contract, and not just these particular items, but I think political and ideological imperatives ought to be part of everything that we do, and that sometimes they should support or maybe inform or be in the back of our minds whenever we're making fiscal decisions.
Right, and my whole point was that, again, that from a treasurer's perspective and from the point of view of fiscal accountability, you can't do everything you want at a given time. So you got to prioritize based on your resource, and not just money, but that's people, time, and other priorities. And I'm just saying that we haven't really, in my estimation, we haven't really done a really good job of that. And I just bring it to the test, and that's why I put in this special edition from Board Source, because that's the reason you're a nonprofit, because you have some mission.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point. You're a nonprofit because you have a mission that isn't money based, but money controls and directs everything.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you again.
Okay, we got Marion, and then
again, you're listening to the Interim Pacifica National Board. Our thanks to all the stations around the network who are carrying this, and all the programmers who willingly made way today so that we could bring you this meeting. They will return next week.
Board, that his recommendation, which involved budget and money, will be part of our look at the 2003 budget. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so these recommendations he made about increasing the staff in the finance office and national program director, all that, we can... When are we going to consider the 2003 budget?
That's the next item. Right after this question, discussion, then we go right into the budget.
Thank you.
Okay. James?
Madam Chair, I think that my questions will... I'm sorry. Leslie?
Thank you.
I think my question can wait until after the report by Yasmin and Dan.
Okay, great. Okay, Bray and myself.
I have a quick question here. On page 2, Jabari, you refer to the fact that we have no capital allocation and plan for purchases building. I'm assuming that's a criticism of the way we're functioning now?
I'm saying that in my perception, a goal, a strategic goal of the foundation should be to own everything that we're in. I mean, the building in here in Houston is owned. It's mortgage-free. And the one in L.A. is mortgage-free. The one in Berkeley has a $237,000 mortgage still remaining on it. We're renting space in New York. We're renting space in D.C. I think just from a matter of security and other things, we should, it should just be a part of our institutional imperative to own the property that we put our stuff in. That way we...
I just wanted to see whether you consider it an immediate task that we should address, or if it's part of your long-term planning.
It's long-term planning. Okay. Because obviously we can't go out and do it, but it's a long-term planning. But you gotta plan for it. You gotta put it in your discussion mix. But it also gets back to stuff Dave was bringing up. We really need to bring our existing properties up to certain kind of code standards, such as access to disabilities and things like that. We need to make them more energy efficient. We need to do a lot of capital evaluation of our stock and just do those kind of things.
If I could say a few words here also. Let me just say a few, general comment, and then a few particulars that I wanted to comment on. One is that I said this in the retreat the other day when we met, and Shabari wasn't there, unfortunately, that I think that we, as an interim board, and I emphasize interim as opposed to board in this sentence, have a kind of a challenge where we are... mandated to, we took on the responsibility to not only deal with a host of problems that we inherited, but also be forward thinking and think about how we are laying the foundation for the rebuilding of the Pacifica Network and the Pacifica Foundation. So we need to be forward thinking. At the same time, I think while we individually or collectively have some interest in thinking about, you know, where do we want to be in a year or two or five or ten down the road, that we need to restrain ourselves a little bit. We need to hold back because our main job is to be the bridge between the old Pacifica and the new Pacifica, where we will have legitimately elected, responsible, transparent governance structures in place that really should be the bodies of people having those conversations and organizing those discussions and laying out the plans for the future. So, of course, I and I'm sure we all have a lot of ideas about where we would like this foundation to go, but I think as a group we need a little restraint. We need to hold ourselves back a little bit. So that's just, and that comes up in some of the, comes to my mind when I look at some of your budgeting process issues and staffing issues, and should, certainly in the strategic planning. So I just wanted to, you know, to put that out.
Leslie,
let me just,
Leslie, before you roll,
yeah.
I agree with that to an extent, but I just found out that how much we pay at WPFW, for example, for rent. And all he did was submit an alternative.
Right. And I'm not arguing I'm looking at a conceptual framework here, which I think is different. Let me put it this way. When I read this and heard the report, I found myself thinking this. Right, so there was something in this that I was responding to. It's not about any of the particular suggestions. I think there's a lot of particulars in here that do demand that, you know, that we should put our energy into and thinking and, you know, creative thought should go into it. But I think it's more about an orientation that I just wanted to put out on the table that, you know, that's where I'm coming from. And I just one or two other particular things. In the national staffing session, I just want to be clear that we're all on the same page. On the national program director, Jabari, you say the creation of this position was hot item number 5 of the settlement agreement. Just so we're clear, that was not what hot item number 5 was. What hot item number 5 says, the complete, what it says is, it's point D of this, of section, whatever section it is in the settlement agreement. Point D is address what has been identified as hot issues. Point 5 says national program director. Punto. That's all it says. It doesn't say hire a new director. Act as somebody who was in the room negotiating these hot items. What that was about was, well, the motivation behind that was to deal with the person who was then the national program director, who, which was Utrice Lead, to figure out how to make sure that she would no longer be the national program director. That's what that item was about. Now, whether we can discuss whether or not we want a national program director funded, a line item in the fiscal budget, but we should be clear about what our history was and what we want for the future. That's, I'm just trying to clarify that little bit of history. Let me just finish my few comments.
But Leslie, you misrepresented that.
I
remember the spirit of that conversation because I was also there.
That's right.
I was
If you remember, we looked her right in the eye.
No, for some of you did. What happened is that we put that on the agenda.
Let me finish my comments, and then I'll call on other people. And if you want to disagree with me, that's fine.
But you're not addressing
the
national...
But can I finish my comments, please?
But you're addressing the national program director.
I'm sorry, James, Marion, and everybody else. I do my best. We all do our best to not interrupt each other. Please do not interrupt me. Thank you. Thank you. On the office of technical operations. No point of information. What is the problem?
The problem is that you've misrepresented and you're moving.
No, when I am done, I will call on you and you can explain how you thought I misrepresented it. That's all I'm saying. Don't interrupt me. I'm not interrupting you. On the national. Also national staffing, the Office of Technical Operations and Development, this is just a question about how this would, we now have Don Mussel, who is paid as a consultant to do a lot of this work. I think he does a good job, especially when the stations call on him. And he has a report in this packet also, so I'm just not sure what that relationship would be. Is the recommendation to not have him as a consultant anymore, or to still have him as a consultant and somebody? It's just a question. I agree with what Janice said, that the outreach, the primary work should go on locally, and some point down the road, maybe we think about national, but I think really in this period especially, it should be done done locally. And then also, I just would agree with Janice that our political imperatives must inform and shape and, in fact, give direction to our financial imperatives. And that's why I have consistently urged that our finance office and our national executive office be together physically, because I think they do go together. And that's not to say that you make political decisions and then not worry about the financial implications. Of course, you have to think about the finances, but I do think that it's that they should be. Our political considerations about the priorities of this organization should be the foundation from which the fiscal decisions are made. Now, who else wants to speak?
I just want to address your question on the technical. What I envision the technology development and operations department or office is more than what Don Mussel does. It would incorporate and include the things that Pete was talking about. And at every station, we need, like I said, we need webmasters and network administrators. But we also, at PFW, we don't have an engineer, a person just left who was an engineer, to maintain the studio operation. I'm just saying all of that needs to be looked at. Mm-hmm. And to the best extent possible, we need to standardize at each station the type of equipment we use so that when things go wrong, people around the network can know how to fix things or know what to suggest. I'm just saying conceptually we need to – radio is a very technical operation. We need to take it seriously and do it correctly. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So who has their hand up?
Leslie?
Yes, Marion.
In terms of the Marion Barry, in terms of the settlement agreement, those hot items from our perspective, that is the old majority of the board, was that they had to be resolved one way or another. I didn't come to the table with the idea of firing Therese Lease. I did come to the table with the idea of resolving it one way or another. So I think that would be very clear from my recollection of what happened up there.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I demand the right to speak. I wanted to speak.
I just asked for hands who want to speak. James, you don't have to demand. I'm calling everybody who wants to speak.
You just went through a dialogue in terms of me interrupting. I respected that.
I'm calling on you. You put your hand up. I call on you, James. You want to speak?
With respect to the spirit of the National Program Director, I was in that meeting. We did talk about the fact that yes, the dissident side wanted to remove Utrice Leeds, but we also talked about, and again, this is the spirit of having someone else looking for an exploratory, putting together an exploratory team to look for a national, because we thought we needed one. That was the spirit. I was there, so I'm not manufacturing this.
Okay. Carol and then Rob, use your hand up. Okay.
This particular document,
which one,
the legal settlement agreement, was reached after 19 hours in separate rooms with a judge, walking back and forth between rooms. So it's possible that in your room you were discussing hiring a new program director. I would not for a moment dispute that. I will say that in our room, we were concerned about what to do about the current one at that time. That's all. It's just
talking about the meeting that predated it. I'm talking about November.
Yeah, I wasn't at that meeting, and I signed this agreement. I reached this agreement. This is the agreement that we're bound by. It's the one that was created at the settlement agreement with the judge. It's different from the other earlier one. There are lots of things that changed and many things that stayed the same.
Okay, Rob. Did you have
your hand up? Yes. Yeah. Thank you, Leslie. I just wanted to say that what I like about the report is that it brings up the need for Pacifica to deal with the budgetary and capital and the strategic planning issues that affect our mission and whether or not we're fulfilling the mission and whether or not we're working to create a shared vision for Pacifica. One of the reasons for the conflict and the tension in the organization is that we really don't have the resources and we really are not committed to concrete plans that will enable us to serve diverse communities with the type of communications programs that are in the spirit of Pacifica. And I realize and I recognize we can't do everything now, but until, as a board and as an organization, we are committed verbally and in budget and in staffing plans to fulfilling an organization whose mission is to bring diverse communities together, who is that is to understand the sources of conflict and resolve them, we're going to continue to fight amongst each other for the resources that we have to not do the full job. So part of what we must begin doing, and we can't solve all the problems, we can't put all the strategies in place, but until we as a board are willing to take the leadership and say we will see that Pacifica develops itself and its resources to really fulfill the spirit of Lou Hill, then we are constantly going to be in conflict with the resources that we currently have, which are not entirely sufficient to do what we dream to do. And we can't solve all the problems, we can't make all the policies now, but if we do not begin a debate to fulfill the mission and to create a shared vision that brings all of our communities together, we're going to continue to create conflict within the organization. And that's why I think Jabari's recommendations are fundamental and critical.
Okay, thank you. Are there other comments, Jabari and Daryl?
I just want to say before I forget that if I'm remembered for anything, for being a treasurer, let me be remembered for being smart enough to talk to Joyce Snowden and bring Yasmin back as controller, because if Yasmin wasn't here, we wouldn't be sitting here right now, and I'm not exaggerating a damn thing. Because when the phones were getting ready to get cut off, and she knew who to call and how to do it, I just sat back and said, you know, I hope you never get in a car accident because I will be out of here. You know, but it, I mean, and people really don't know what it has meant to be in that finance office and actually do what is necessary to get us to this point. And I don't want to go through a long time, but I really, really want to just stress, as Dan has pointed out, we are in a position where we are making progress. We have come a long way, but we need to keep this thing stable and focused so that we can give it to the next elected board and not just a little better situation, but in a hopefully substantially better situation. So that's what I want to say. And I want to just thank Yasmin particularly and even Dan for listening to Yasmin and just say that she is really the reason I can sit here and say that this progress has been accomplished.
Thank you. Thank you, Carol.
I think that it's a critical thing for our organization to begin long-term planning, to think about the future, to think about how we make those decisions, who gets to be part of the decision-making process, who's consulted, and all of the various parts of the organization that need to help us formulate forward vision. It's clear that over the last decade, the process of making future plans was not functioning well, and it ended up with an organization internally at war. And the future plans that were adopted, the strategic plan that was adopted in 97 and in 92, managed to so factionalize this network that it nearly self-destructed. So I completely agree with Robin Jabari that we do need to look at all the things we want to do in the future, how we could raise the money for them and prioritize them. And I agree with Leslie that that's, for the most part, the job of the next board. I think I'm very pleased with the significant progress we've made over the last 8 months. We have about 6 months left to go. I think there's a lot that we need to get done in that 6 months to stabilize our stations, to get things running more smoothly, make certain that our finances are in good order. And then we need to be humble. Nobody elected me. You know? So I have loads of ideas about the future of Pacifica, and it may be that I'll be stupid enough to run again. I don't know, you know, or looking for punishment. And if I do, people might elect me, but...
You're the only person sitting up there who's elected.
That's not true.
No, it's not quite true. It's not quite true. People were elected by their labs to be here. Some were elected
by
their labs.
All right. I'm sorry. I don't want to go on and belabor the point. Our labs weren't elected except KPFA's lab.
Right.
We can say that. But anyway, we weren't picked to be on this board by all those people listening and the staff of our stations. And until we are, I think we need to be humble. That's not to say we don't need to do those things. We do. And I would like our bridge plan to be to get from here to March in good order.
Okay, thank you. Can we move on? Thank you. Can we move on to the next big item of finances, which is the budgets for the next fiscal year, which begins in a matter of moments. October 1st is the calendar that we're on. So what I'd like to do is turn this over to Yasmin, who I think is going to open up on this.
We can't.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is the Yasmin we've all been hearing so much about.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you. Don't you guys just love finance?
We love it. We love it.
Again, you're listening to KPFA in Berkeley, KPFB Berkeley,
yes.
KFCF Fresno, WBAI in New York, KPFK in Austin,
all
and WPFW
thank you again
in Washington,
to the stations that are broadcasting this and to the listeners that are listening.
At this point, I'm requesting approval for the budget and opening up for questions.
Okay. The budget is in Section 5. Of the packet. Fortunately, for those of you who are here with us today, there are not, mass quantities of this available if you look at. No, there aren't. The board has copies of it. There aren't. I don't believe it's posted. I don't believe non-approved budgets get posted on the web. And there are several parts to the budget. There's the consolidated budget, which is the budget of each of the five radio stations, the national office, and the archives, and that's totaled all together. And then there are separate budgets for each of the stations, the national office, the archives, et cetera, and that's the material that we are working with. So, Dan, did you want to say something?
I just wanted to highlight for the board members the letter that I sent to the board accompanying the proposed budget in early September, just highlighting a couple of things. As I said earlier, it's a modest increase in the budget, just 2% because of the ongoing financial crisis. It does, however, within that tight fiscal context, the budget does propose some small initiatives specifically around three things. One is local and national news programming, some of which I highlighted earlier. The second is, of course, the Pacifica Radio Archives, and a very important expansion in the archives budget reflecting, I think, both this board's concerns and the concerns of the wider Pacifica community, as well as the technical problems that the archives now faces with the deterioration of stock. And thirdly, following Pete's presentation, Pete Caracas as well, we're trying to focus a little bit of more resources, the limited resources that we have available, on our new use of new media technologies such as the Internet and so forth. So it does remain a very tight budget, but we're trying to take some small initiatives within that. And finally, one other issue that you all will be very concerned about, I know, is the central services levy, again, which I addressed in my comments. You had two options, a 15% and a 20% levy. We're recommending a 20% levy to remain for the next 6 months, at which point, following the FY02 audit and a mid-year financial review, the board may take a look at that and lower the central services levy down to 18% or perhaps lower, depending on our financial position in 6 months.
Okay. Questions? Janice, Marion, Carol.
I guess part of this is procrastination and ignorance. There are two things that I think out of New York that we'd really like to see included in the fiscal year 2003 budget, and that would be training and outreach positions. Now, how do we get that included? And I know you're going to say we're already talking about things being tight and they're not there, but I think they're really important. So how do we do that?
Janet, I think they're already included.
They are.
Where?
I can
call myself.
Okay.
I can answer
okay.
That.
Okay, on that, and then we'll come back to Mary. Go on, you want to answer that?
Okay, what I've done, I do have the salary sheets available, so if you need copies of those, I can produce those.
Right, the packet did not have actually the salary sheet for WBAI.
Okay.
It had the other stations, so we didn't have the BAI salary sheet. So
exactly.
That's probably what it's
okay.
But they are included.
Outreach and training.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Marion was next, then Carol, then David.
Let me ask a couple of questions. One, if you go to 15% levy, Dan, what kind of budget gap does that create? What size?
Okay, it's going to create a deficit for the national office for $641,000.
Okay. Secondly, it seems to me there are several recommendations that the bar made that ought to be in this budget. And I assume that it's not at this point. One is the national program director. And two, wherever the foundation moves to, whenever it moves to Berkeley, you're going to need a significant increase in staff for the finance office. Otherwise, we're going to go backwards. So I'd like to ask Dan, is there a position of national program director in this 2003 budget?
Yes, there is a position in the national office that is funded, as well as a position for, as Jabari was mentioning, and I also mentioned in my report, for a national technical/engineer coordinator director.
That's in the budget.
Those are both in the national office budget at this point. The budget doesn't take into account, I think, a full-time accounting staff of four, which is traditionally what we've had. No matter where the office would be, Berkeley or Washington, that accounting office would be fully staffed with four permanent full-time, yeah.
Okay, Yasmin, I know it's sort of self-interest kind of state question, but would four be sufficient?
Right now, the projection consists of a controller, assistant controller, a payroll person, and accounts payable.
Okay, so is that sufficient for you? Don't be afraid now, speak up.
Yeah.
You got the opportunity.
I think since I'm just the interim controller, I will pass it on. The person's going to be the permanent controller.
That's not like a political answer, but it's okay. What's the salary projected with the national program director, Dan?
Total salaries, I think, are for the national office, including the finance?
National program director. Yeah, that particular line.
Oh, what is that in the line?
Yeah.
I think it's listed as, I don't know, probably around 65. I think that's what the national program directors have traditionally been.
So if this budget is adopted by the board, you would proceed immediately to develop the program, national program director's position description and start recruiting for that?
Sorry, could you repeat the question?
The question was, if the board adopts this budget, would that position end?